listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. Thank you for joining us as we continue the diversity conversation with Bessie Alcantara and Jim Norman.
Hi, Jim. During the last session, we talked a little bit about primary and secondary diversity, primary being those factors that we're born with, such as race, ethnicity, gender. For secondary, we talked a little bit about things that change over time, socioeconomic status, education. So let's talk a little bit about secondary diversity for a moment and focus on education. As an organization, you may have people doing the same job with different educational levels and backgrounds. What are the benefits and challenges of this scenario as it relates to educational diversity?
I think the really important thing about educational diversity and even experience diversity is what it brings to the party is what I'll call thought diversity. How you approach problems, how you see problems, where you see the problem. So when you bring people with different educational backgrounds and different experience backgrounds, secondary dimensions of diversity or what we call behavioral dimensions of diversity sometime, then they approach a problem differently. I might approach a problem because I was educated in a liberal arts school and I'm a psychology major. You would approach it differently because you're engineering and you went to Notre Dame. Someone may approach it differently because they're a theater major at UCLA. When we're approaching complex problems, we need that diversity of thought, the diversity of education, and the diversity of experiences. If we don't have that, we end up going all down the same paths, and things happen like the Bay of Pigs or other things because everybody's thinking alike and lacking a broad and diverse perspective because they're not able to think about and perceive the other, and they see solving the problem all from the same dimensions. And when there is great creativity, and we have a wonderful example in our society today, I was just talking about it earlier, Hamilton. Who would have thought of bringing that together in that way that would reach and touch so many people about Alexander Hamilton? The music, the time, and brought those characters to life in all their complexity and thinking and relationships and personality. If you look at his background, you will see a diversity. When you look at those who he gathered around him to build Hamilton, to create Hamilton, it is a very diverse group in terms of background, experience, and education. So we need to encourage that rather than push it away.
Thank you, Jim. It's great that you highlight these different aspects of diversity because I think as organizations, we often just get caught up on gender and what we can visually see, right? Gender, race, ethnicity, those types of things.
It's very accurate. What we end up doing is we still count. And the other thing that we do that is a disadvantage, we look and we think, therefore we know. I look at you and see you as an African-American male, and because of all the stereotypes associated with that in media, I think I know your whole story. That's where the secondary dimensions and behavioral diversity are so important in identifying who we really are and identifying the similarities so that we can move forward together.
Thank you, Jim.
Please join us for the final podcast of the series entitled Powerful versus Marginalized.